Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shara Bitachon, Perek Dalet. And today I want to ask what is going to seem like two ridiculous questions. They're ridiculous because they are going to turn the world upside down for us and how we think of the world. So please give me a drop of rope over here as I get started. My first question is, you ever think about writing thank you notes? You have to ask the question, you know, why do you write thank you notes? In fact, I remember one time there was a situation that came about and somebody said to me, I don't understand, you didn't finish your thank you notes yet? You didn't finish them? I expected a thank you note. And I, on the one hand, felt bad because I had written a thank you note and mailed it, and I think the person just hadn't received it as yet. But I also started to think, like, why do you expect a thank you note? If everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam anyway, then who are you, when you choose to give a gift, to give the thank you note? Or to expect to receive the thank you note? And let me think, while you're contemplating that question, let me go even one step further. Hakaratz HaTov has always been one of those things that has been very, very fundamental to Jewish education. In fact, Rav Shlomo Volpe points out that Hakaratz HaTov is one of the most important midos that a person can have. So the question I want to ask is, but based on everything we've been talking about in Chovos HaLevavos, where everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the Bitachon, and that one needs to understand that, as we discussed earlier, that you can work as hard as you want without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's say-so, you don't get anything, which means that when you do the work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's controlling it, and that's what Bitachon is all about. Why do I have to say thank you in the first place? Doesn't it cheapen the value of the Ribono Shel Olam in the process? If I say thank you to you because you gave me a gift or you took care of my paycheck and I call and I say thank you, doesn't that cheapen my bitachon? So, you know, I know that sounds like wild and crazy. We never thought about it that way before, but what's the real answer over here? So I think the answer is, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, after he actually raises the questions, you know, I think it would help for a moment just to realize that thank you is not a diminishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world unless I choose to make it a diminishment. Quite the opposite, recognizing the involvement of somebody else in being an agent of Hashem keeps you from becoming too haughty. We know that Veram Levabecha, when you become too haughty, the soldiers who walk around and think to themselves, that it was my strength that made me do what I did, right? So those are soldiers who become very dangerous. Our Tzahal, our Tzvag and Ali Yisrael is a completely different environment. You know, the Jewish soldiers, no matter who they are, they realize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every step of the way. And there's a fundamental difference. So HaKaras HaTov helps a person not become so haughty, whereby he walks around saying that it's my own strength that did what I did. But it is possible that you can look at an individual situation and realize that God could have brought you whatever he wanted to under the right circumstances. But he chose this method. He put me in this community. He gave me this job. And he brought me these people. And when I turn around and I offer my HaKaras HaTov, whether it be to my customers or my patients or my congregants or my neighbors or the person who did me the chesed, I realize that they are agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so I can thank them for being the agents, but I also need to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in sending me the agent. The greatest place where I think we find this is in the process of Shaduchim. There is a concept that's mentioned in Chazal about the Mei Shadchanus, of paying a Shadchan for making a Shaduch. And by the way, it's not a bad idea for us to try to make matches for all types of Jews, to try to find people who go together, especially in these tough times. It's hard for them to get together and get out there to meet one another. But when we are working on it, and when it's done, we wind up paying Shadchanas, and in Choshen Mishpat, we talk about the price. Now, the Shadchanim have to remember they're not God, and they shouldn't be thinking that they play God. Yes, that's true, that's a lack of bitachon on their part. But on the part of the others, you and me, who can avail ourselves for when their time for making the Shidduchim are right. So at that point in time, not to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam within the process, but while we thank the others, that is a big problem. And whether the Shidduch is a Shidduch between man and woman that leads to a marriage, or the Shidduch is the process of bringing somebody a job prospect, whereby the person makes a parnasa, or that I bring somebody to a medical professional or a mental health professional and make the shidduch that way, or to a partner in a business. Yes, those people are making the connections, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's controlling the strings. It doesn't mean that we ignore the Ribbono Shel Olam in the process. It doesn't mean that we ignore the person who served as the agent at that moment in time. If we can put both pieces together, then we can come together to a real sense of bitachon, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see His hand within the daily events, but also to realize how we sent the people in the right way. How many times have we read stories in our lives of all sorts of crazy ways that Hashem brings out what He brings out and how it works out? But we also have to realize those crazy ways happen, and the people who are involved also need the recognition. So if we take the time out to say the thank you, even if we're told not to expect the thank you, but if we take the time out to say the thank you, we're not just saying thank you to the person, which is important. We could also turn and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that once again, He is showing us that He is running the world from all the way over, and He's deserving of all sorts of praise and recognition from us. We build our bitachon that way. And as you're going through the day, take the time out to look for an opportunity to realize just each time you want to say thank you to Ann and also, and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for bringing it about. Have a terrific day.